This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. By some estimates, air pollution kills 6.5 million people every year. That's more deaths around the world than HIV and malaria combined. Today, there's a new study on the worst pollution event in recorded history, known as the London Smog of 1952. Its findings are staggering, and so are the long-term costs to people and society. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
On Friday, December 5th, 1952, a suffocating cloud hung over London. The wind died, and an odd temperature pattern trapped the chimney smoke and the smokestack junk in place for 5 days. 4,000 people died, and now the long-term effects are in as far as asthma. Prashant Bharadwaj is an economist at UC San Diego.
The largest effects in terms of exposure to the smog is if the kids who are exposed are particularly young. And by young, I mean less than 1 year in age or even in utero.
The youngest were 5 times more likely to get asthma than those not in London during the smog. So what's the lifelong cost of asthma? One estimate for the total cost to the U.S. comes to $3,000 for every American per year. Which is conservative, says economist Sylvia Brandt at the University of Massachusetts. Kids with asthma, she says, have mothers who quit working 18% of the time.
They miss out not only on the days that they would miss during the asthma exacerbations, but they actually miss out on a career of earnings. And that changes their future wages that they could earn. It also changes how much they can save for retirement.
That's just the money way to measure cost. Air pollution generally is linked to more than 6 million deaths per year in the world, and it shortens lives in Chinese and Indian cities by 3 to 5 years, says economist Michael Greenstone at the University of Chicago.
I believe air pollution is likely the greatest risk to human health out there today, more so than war, more so than malaria, more so than all of the things that we generally focus on.
In a way, we're all part of this ongoing experiment. Nearly 70% of us in cities face pollution above recommended levels. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.